When director Mike Nichols was assembling a rough edit of The Graduate, he used as a backing track a Simon & Garfunkel recording that had already been released. It wasn't supposed to stay there, but before long, the song seemed too perfect to replace. Terry spoke with Paul Simon in 2000, and he told her about how he wrote that song while he was working at his first job in music.
It was just when I was coming out of college, and they offered to pay me, I think, $150 a week, which seemed like so much money that I really couldn't refuse it. But I was probably never more miserable than doing that. And my job was to go and take the songs that this huge publishing company owned and go around to record companies and to A&R men at record companies and see if any of their artists wanted to record The Peanut Vendor or... which I think was one of their songs or something like that. And I worked for them for, about 6 months maybe. And I never got one song placed. But I did give them a couple of my songs that I was writing because I felt so guilty about taking their...
Which songs?
Their check. Very early songs, I think, like Bleecker Street. Maybe some songs that weren't even recorded. And then I got into an argument with them. And I said, look, you know, I quit. I'm out of here. I don't want to work here anymore. And I'm not giving you my new song. And see ya. And the song that I had just written was The Sound of Silence. And I said, I'll just publish this myself. And that's and from that point on, I've owned all of my songs. So that was a lucky argument that I had with this guy.
That's great. What year was it that you took back that song?
It was somewhere around 1963, because I left the country after Kennedy was assassinated. I was very upset about it, and I left and I went to live in England for a while. And it was somewhere around in there.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned Sounds of Silence, because that's, if you had to choose a song that was like a good kind of prototype of young alienation, that would be it, you know? People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening. It just seems to be so much about this kind of youthful alienation. What do you think?
Yes, it's true, but I think about songs that... It's not just what the words say, but it's what the melody says and what the sound says. My thinking is that if you don't have the right sound and you don't have the right melody, it really doesn't matter what you have to say. People don't hear it. They're only available to hear when the sound entrances and makes people open to the thought. And so really the key about The Sound of Silence, I think, is the simplicity of the melody and the words, which are really, in a sense, well, they're youthful alienation. It's a young lyric, but actually not bad for, you know, a 21-year-old, but... you know, not a sophisticated thought, and not a thought that I, you know, it was a thought that I gathered from somewhere, you know, probably from some, you know, college reading material or something, you know. It wasn't something that I was experiencing and on some deep, profound level. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody listens to anybody. It was a post-adolescent angst, but it had some level of truth to it, and it resonated with, millions of people, as it turns out. But I think largely because it had this very simple and singable and memorable melody.
Well, why don't we hear it? And this is Simon & Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence.
Paul Simon speaking with Terry Gross in 2000.